Eres Shel Mikdash Amai, it's all back to the question, why is the locha that the pot in the base of Mikdash, that you cook up kachim inside it, that there it says you have to break it, so why? What does the Torah say? There's no eitzer out. But if you cooked up the kachim in a pot, the kli cheres, you have to break the kli cheres. Why can't you just put these pots back into the big oven? If you put it back into the big oven, like where it was made from, that's called a sekim b'fnim. And if you put it in there already, then we're not afraid to come to have chayis alei. Because once you put in it, if you're afraid, you know you won't come out again. Elamas, you put it back into the big ovens, so that should be maksurit. So why isn't the din that, why is the din you have to break the kli cheres? Why can't you just return it back into the big ovens? So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Zera, Shlefi Shein Oysen Kiv Shein Ois, Fi Yerushalayim. Halacha is, we do not make big ovens in Yerushalayim. It's too much smoke, it's not nice for Yerushalayim. Therefore, in the Beis Hamikdash, there's no way to put the kli cheres back into the oven. That's why the Torah gives the mitzvah to break it. Then, if you take it and put it back into the big oven, you could be machshir kli cheres. Omer Abaya says, but he has another question also. So now what's the halacha? If you have a kli cheres that you cooked up the kachim in, you have to break it. And what do you do with the broken pieces? You put them in the junkyard, like. If so, is it nice for chiyoyser nashposas b'azara? Like in the base of Midas, you have a garbage place there that you're going to put all the broken kli cheroses? Like what kind of, why should you have to break it there? Someone says, no, ish demitzei hadatani. You forgot that we learned. That shemaya de kalboi, like you said, the person, the name of the place where he came from, Shem Mokum, Shnikra Shem, Avodah Zarah. Name of the place is called after Avodah Zarah there. So I the Tony Shemaya, he said over from this place that Shivrei Kli Cheres Nivloim Dem Kaimim has come out like a nace. What used to happen, the Kli Cheres that was broken, it used to be dissolved in its own place. It used to go into the ground. Benachnami wasn't a junk place there, didn't have to have a garbage there, but just it was Nivloim, it used to be swallowed up. Didn't claim him in his place where it was. But in Echonami, a kli cheres, really, if you put it back into the kivshon, you couldn't make it kosher again. So Mariah, Elohod, Yomar Rav Nachman, that's what Rav Nachman said, Omar Rav Avahuam, Tana Shem Migdash, Shemat Chesheveim, that the oven that they used in the base of Migdash, it was made out of metal. The question is why? Never the cheres. Why don't they make it out of a kli cheres? Out of an earthly kli. And what are you afraid about? You'll put the shtei lechem inside it, and you'll have to make it kosher, but still, the way you bake is you put the heat inside it. So the same now, whenever you have the heat inside the oven, that's fit to be machshir, to make even a kli cheres kosher. So if so, so this tanur, you could be machshir it. So if so, why can't you make the tanur from a kli cheres? So my answer is, the chivon di kishtei lechem. The chivon tikashtei lechem, for lechem aponim. The afiyosin betano, that here the mitzvah is, you have to bake these things in the oven, in the Beis Hamikdash. Now here it's not only a maisa afiyah baking it, but also uktushosan betano. Ishtei lechem and lechem aponim. Ishtei lechem is what you use on Shavuos, and the lechem aponim is what you use every Shabbos. The kedusha, it gets its kedusha saguf from the tano. It's so heavenly klisharis. Comes out the tanner has a din like a kli cheres, and the klal is o kli cheres the cheres lay of dinin. You now want to make a kli cheres out of a kli cheres. A kli cheres that has kedusha, that to be mekadosh other things, has to be made from metal, not from a kli cheres. And vaytan viafilu Reb Yisrael Yehuda, that he holds no in the sechta sukkah.